Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Now that we have reviewed what unschooling is and isn't, I would like to challenge you to think in a different way. Tell me what to do. This is what we have been trained to ask. We naturally avoid taking risks, so it is easy to default to have someone or something direct our thinking and actions. The big question is, what is this all based on? What worldview premise are we establishing our thoughts and actions on? There really are only two options available as far as the Bible goes. We are either for him or against him. This is not to say people are cognizant of this choice, but in the end, either things are based on faith in God, complete with all that brings, or we find ourselves on the other side of the street, whether we have made a conscious effort to be there or not. In fact, I would be willing to bet that most people have no idea they are on the wrong side, including professing Christians. To understand what this wrong side of the street is, let's consider a few self-evident truths. Only a mom and dad can create children. The environment in which they are to be raised is called family. Family has been around infinitely longer than compulsory schools. So what should be considered normal? A family at home or students in school? Having said that, should we not be considering that it is school that is undoing the home God created as the safe and caring environment in which to raise, train, teach, and educate children? Families and homes were here first. When considering the directives of Matthew 19, 5-6, where we are told not to separate families, it makes sense to see compulsory government schooling as unhoming. Instead, we refer to escaping the secular school system, whether public, separate, charter, alternative, private, or homeschooling, as unschooling. Does it not make more sense to see relatively new schooling as an affront to age-old homing? Hopefully you see what I mean. If family is foundational, should we be unschooling? Or should we simply consider ourselves to be homing? The term unschooling actually establishes school as foundational, normal, even authoritative. Unschoolers inadvertently agree with government having authority in education, and we have determined to rebel by not doing as expected, hence the term unschooling. We determine to un what is in fact an imposition over what God has directed. Why should unschoolers be the weird ones? Should families at home not be the standard? If so, we should see ourselves as rightfully homing our children and schools as engaged in unhoming. Just a thought.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.